Hello, you're tuned in to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Allie Lightfoot. Tonight on the show, interviews from some of my favorite performers at this year's Telluride Blues and Brews Festival. First, we'll hear from C.W. Ayon, a New Mexico native who plays a simple kick snare setup, guitar, and harmonica. His hill country blues style brings to mind R.L. Burnside and Muddy Waters, but in a way that's all him. KVNF DJ Sin Holder and I spoke with him right after his show. Here he talks about where he's from in New Mexico.
It's the last kind of big city in the southern part of the state before you get to Texas, before you get to El Paso, Texas. And then Mexico's right there.
Right.
So we're about 40-some miles out of Mexico.
And are you from New Mexico?
Yeah, born and raised. Okay. I was born in a town called Socorro. And then we grew up in little towns called Kumato and one called Reserve. Just little mountain towns in the Gila wilderness. Like, what? Not as pretty as this, but little mountain towns.
Beautiful in a different way.
In a different way, yeah. No big festivals there, but still pretty.
Yeah. And so I read that your wife was the one who taught you to play guitar.
Yeah, when I met her, I was about 19 or 20. And she had a guitar, and we almost broke up numerous times because I'd just come over to play the guitar. And she'd be like, come on, are we going to go, you know, go eat or whatever? And I'm like, hold on. So, yeah, she taught me the basic chords. And then I was just always enamored with blues. So I just, she didn't know any blues. So I just found books and started watching movies and going to shows and kind of taught myself the blues stuff. And then I got into the hill country stuff, and it was all downhill after that, man.
How did you get into the hill country stuff? How'd you find it?
Honestly, I just kind of started listening to what, you know, like I started listening to a lot of like Stevie Ray, Hendrix.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they would say, hey, I'd listen to this old guy. So I'd listen to that guy. And then they would cite some other old guy. And it just led me back to these guys.
Yeah.
A lot of it led back to John Lee Hooker and Muddy Waters. And then I got to poking around and met guys that heard of Junior Kimbrough and R.L. Burnside. And those, their sound is just... For one guy, it's a lot, it sounds bigger, it sounds fuller, because you can drone that low note, and then, like in here tonight, they had a subwoofer on it, and it sounded huge, and it just was, it's easier for me to do as a one-man band, but with a full band, it still got the same feel to it, you know, and I was just really drawn to that.
What about that style of blues and blues in general has your heart, you know? That, what is it?
The feeling of it. I connect a lot to some of the stories that they tell about growing up in, you know, kind of poverty. We were just, I don't know, I hate to use the word poor and, you know, in poverty, but we didn't have a lot when I was a kid. My mom actually had to poach animals so we could eat. And I know what it's like to be hungry and feel that stuff, but we never, when you're a kid, you're just a kid, you're like having fun and all this stuff, you know, you don't really learn about it till you get older. And once I started listening to blues, I really connected with what those guys were talking about, and I was like, hey, I know, I've felt a lot of this stuff. So from there, it was just easier for me to write those songs or sing those songs like that. And it seems to be connecting with people too. So
that's what
I hope
feel.
It still does. Yeah.
In your music, that, you know, we've listened to a lot of people all this week, and there's something, the spirit of the blues, and you have it, my friend.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Really.
I've just always, like I said, been enamored with it, and I've emulated those guys since I was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can hear a guy just like put it all out there, there's no reason to hold back, man. They're there to hear you play. They want to hear you sing. Just do it and play it your way, and I think it comes across. People will feel it.
Thank you.
that was C.W. Ayone with The River Song off his latest CD release, Enough to Be Proud. KVNF DJ Sin Holder and I spoke with C.W. at the Telluride Blues and Brews Festival.
You have some Native American roots. Your father was Cheyenne.
Cheyenne.
And you went to powwows and had some exposure to the traditions and the music. How do you feel that translates into the blues? Because I think it
I think it's
does.
Right in there, yeah, with that drum beat. I don't try to put that in what I play, but I've had a lot of people tell me that they something about the drum and that tambourine, it's like a at a powwow because it's just a steady beat. Mm-hmm. And it's not intentional, but it just kind of comes through. It's one of those things, I guess. Growing up around it kind of sticks with you.
Yeah.
And it's the rhythm. Everything is... You know, I've heard a lot of bands play and they can do all these notes and it sounds great. But when the drums come in and the rhythm hits, that's what people, what moves people. Mm-hmm. And if I can give them just a steady groove to, they can stand and hold a drink and, you know, and talk or whatever. It's just, it's more about getting people to move for me. I like people to feel what I'm feeling at that moment. And it, there's no, hearing them scream tonight, that's the biggest crowd I think I've ever played for, really. And it's, it felt great.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Yeah.
They loved you.
It was so good.
Yeah, they did. And it's fun to watch a crowd build, too.
Yeah.
It just sort of...
I'm glad I couldn't see them at first because it was real dark and I saw a few people and then I just closed my eyes and play and then I opened and I was like, hey, there's more people.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really cool. That's never really happened to... Because I play in little tiny bars and 10 or 20 people all the time. So this was a real... I loved it.
Yeah.
I'm addicted now. I want to do more.
Right. I don't blame you.
I want to do more.
Make it worth your time.
After While from New Mexico blues artist C.W. Ayone. This is Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Allie Lightfoot. Sin Holder and I spoke with C.W. after he played at the Telluride Blues and Brews Festival.
I saw you walking around the festival grounds yesterday, mm-hmm. and you had your wife and your two daughters with you, and it looked like you guys would have fun on this adventure together family and going to festivals and traveling. And what kind of exposure do you think that is for a kid, you know?
I wish I could have done it when I was a kid. They've gotten to meet the girls. It doesn't mean anything to them. They're like, hey, this is Leo Bud Welch. And like, oh, hey, Leo, how's it going? Mm-hmm. You know? And it's just another musician, because they know all my friends are musicians. They're like, hey, we've heard you guys play a million times, so. Mm-hmm. But they love just being in, you know, the big crowds and the festivals and the largeness of it. Mm. And they have a blast. And I have a blast watching them, because it's their first time here too.
Yeah.
So I'm like a little kid too. I'm like, hey, let's do this. And they're like, no, let's do this, Dad.
We are too.
It's so cool, man. I think people lose that part of themselves too early. They need to be amazed by stuff still. And kids have that. And I'm glad my girls are always with me, because they get to say, look at those trees, aren't they beautiful? And I really get to look at them and say, yeah, they are.
Uh-huh.
And it's just seeing everything through their eyes again is, I wish everybody could do it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Do you feel like you're at a sort of pivotal place in your musical career, where it's like there's this cumulative thing where suddenly they hit this point where, I don't know, where they're about to take off a little bit?
I was trying not to think about that.
Yeah.
On the way up here, I was like, This festival is really big. It's a major festival. And I'm like, it could be one that makes me, you know, people start calling and saying, hey, we want you to play here and here, which I hope is what happens. And I feel I might be at that point, but I really don't know. I'm just going to see what happens. Mm-hmm. I'm really lazy when it comes to promoting myself. Very lazy. Yeah. And my wife's always on my ass about it. So I just like to see what happens.
Just let it come.
Yeah, if it's going to happen, it'll happen.
Yeah, because it's going to be about the music anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not because I'm in somebody's face going, hey, listen to me.
Yeah.
Let them come, you know, let mm-hmm. them hear it first. And then they'll, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I guess I don't know. I mm-hmm. could be there. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It'd be nice.
Yeah.
It'd be really nice. Could get some new tires or something on the van.
Yeah. Well, we loved your show.
I loved playing.
Big fan. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys very much.